All right. I want to welcome you to San Diego Mission Academy. It is Monday, July 26, 2021 at 1:20. We will go over a few procedures. Please place your phone on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first. Be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold. If you need to leave the call, please hang up and then dial back into the teleconference. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies governed by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to publiccomments@sbmissionacademy.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the public meeting. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school website. So right now, we're going to call the meeting to order and establish a quorum, and we'll take roll call. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Present.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John George?
Present.
And Barbara Willebrand? Present. So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And Mike, I'm going to ask you to do that and everyone else to put their phone on mute.
Thank you very much. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was beautiful. Thank you. So now we're going to do introduction of staff, and we're going to start our roll call with corporate officers, Jeff Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Welcome, Mr. Brown. And Jerry Vincent.
Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
All right. Welcome to you, Jerry. Now,
thank
school
you.
Staff.
This is Jenna Eunice, Principal, SCMA.
And good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LOAC.
And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves at this time? All right, so thank you for everyone who just introduced yourself for joining our meeting. We will go now to approve 1E, approve agenda for the July 26, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1E.
John Dorch, second.
Okay, so Mike Malloy motioned and John Dorch seconded, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have a unanimous vote on 1E, so it has been approved. We're now at public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda items or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Shelley, is there anyone who has contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sams here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right. So now we're going to 3, the public hearing, and I'm going to need a motion and a second to open the public hearing. Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudette Beck second.
was the motion by Barbara Willebrand and seconded by Claude Bitbeck that we open this public hearing. I will take a vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Betts?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
The public hearing is now open at 1:25. The board has allotted 15 minutes for the public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon a majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation on the revised first-line learning policy from Principal Jenna.
Thank you, Board President, and thank you, board members, and everyone here today. Really appreciate your time. I know we're in the middle of summer here, and this is a special board meeting, but this is important information that I'm going to share with you. So, again, this is Principal Jenna Unit. On July 9th, Governor Newsom signed into law Assembly Bill 130, which added several new rules for independent study programs. AB 130 requires updates to our board-approved personalized learning policy and our student master agreement. The personalized learning policy has been updated to include language about procedures for tiered re-engagement in response to student absenteeism, a defined level of satisfactory educational progress for students, a provision that every student will have access to connectivity and devices, added documentation requirements, and how often parents will be contacted regarding their students' progress, as well as a mandated level of live interaction and synchronous instruction for certain grade spans. The live interaction and synchronous instruction requirements for the grade spans applicable to SVMA are grades 6 through 8, opportunities for both daily live interaction and at least weekly synchronous instruction for all students throughout the school year. And for students in grades 9 through 12, opportunities for at least weekly synchronous instruction for all students throughout the school year. As defined in the new law, synchronous instruction means classroom-style instruction or designated small group or one-on-one instruction delivered in person or in the form of internet or telephonic communication and involving live two-way communication between teacher and student. Synchronous instruction must be provided by the teacher of record for each student. Live interaction means interaction between the student and a charter school classified or certificated staff and may include peers. It provides for the purpose of maintaining school connectedness, including but not limited to wellness checks, progress monitoring, provision of services, and instruction. This interaction may take place in person or in the form of internet or telephonic communication. The master agreement and addendum have been updated to include the following. The manner, time, frequency, and place for submitting a pupil's assignment and for reporting academic progress and communicating with the pupil's parent or guardian regarding academic progress. Also, the specific resources, including materials and personnel that will be made available to the pupil, including confirming and providing access to all pupils for connectivity and devices adequate to participate in our educational program and complete their assigned work. Also, a statement of policies adopted herein regarding the maximum length of time allotted between the assignment and the completion of assigned work, a level of satisfactory educational progress, and the number of missed assignments allowed prior to evaluation of whether or not the pupil should be allowed to continue in our independent study program. Lastly, a statement detailing the academic and other supports that will be provided to address the needs of pupils who are not performing at grade level or who need support in other areas, such as English learners, individuals with exceptional needs, in order to be consistent with the pupil's individualized education program, IEP, or plan pursuant to Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. Also, this includes pupils in foster care and those experiencing homelessness and pupils requiring mental health support. Typically, students sign their master agreement for the new school year on or before the first day of instruction, which for us was July 1st, 2021. Since AB 130 was adopted on July 9th, 2021, 8 days after most students had already signed and started the new school year, this required us to reach out to students and parents to obtain a new master agreement addendum, acknowledging the changes I described to the master agreement for the 21-22 school year. AB 130 did define a 30-day grace period from the start of instruction to obtain the updated master agreement addendum. I'm happy to report that as of today, 97% of master agreement addendums have been collected for San Diego Mission Academy students.
This is incredible considering that this addendum was not available for distribution until July 14th, and I am incredibly proud of our team and their ability to respond and be flexible to these changes in such a short time frame, and also of their connectedness to students and families, as evidenced by this amazing turnaround. This concludes my presentation on the revised personalized learning policy for the 21-22 school year. And as always, I'm open to hear your questions. Thank you very much.
Good presentation, Jenna. Thank you so much. Any other comments? All right. The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comments? Are there any members of the public who submitted a written comment to the board? Shelley.
Hi, this is Shelley Sams, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right, so now we're going to close this public hearing. So I need a motion and a second to close it.
Barbara Gillibrand move.
Claudia Beck second.
So Barbara Gillibrand has moved, Claudia Beck has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Gillibrand?
Aye.
So we have a unanimous decision to close this, and we're closing it at one. The public hearing is now closed at 1:31. All right. Thank you, everyone. So now we're going to go back into four action items. The board will be asked to review and approve the revised personalized learning policy. This is Jenna Yunus.
Thank you, Madam President. At this time, I would like to ask you and the board to approve the revised personalized learning plan for the 2021-2022 school year, as was presented earlier in the public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 4A?
Barbara Gillibrand move.
John Burke second.
Okay, so Barbara Gillibrand has moved and John Dorch has seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Gillibrand?
Aye.
So action item 4A has been approved unanimously. So now we're down to five additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. Looks like the difficulty takes a while. The impossible we do immediately. Back to you.
Okay. Jerry.
Again, just wanting to acknowledge the effort undertaken by this, and we're just so grateful that the students and the educators are so connected that this was able to happen. Good job.
All right. Any other board members would like to comment? Now, this is Carol Stanford, board president, and I'd just like to say good job, Jenna. We really appreciate all the hard work that you and your staff are doing. All right. So now we're going to go. Anybody else wants to talk? I'm ready to go. I'm going to go to closing items. Next regular board meeting is August 24th, 2021 at 2:30, and I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
I'm Mark Miller. I make the motion.
Barbara Gillibrand, second.
So Mike Malloy's motion and Barbara Gillibrand is second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Gillibrand?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone who was on this call, who helped us participate in this meeting. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.